The road to the Ed Chynoweth Cup starts at CN Center. Fresh from clinching the WHL Western Conference season title, the Prince George Cougars begin the quest for their first-ever league championship on Friday, 7 p.m., when they host the Spokane Chiefs in Game 1 of their best-of-7 opening-round series. Tickets are hot commodities and playoff fever is spreading around Cougarville, with the Cats responsible for raising the city's hockey temperature after a record-setting season. No other Prince George team has ever broken the WHL's 100-point barrier like this year's edition did while winning the West. After an unprecedented 49 wins in 68 games, now it's time for the Cougars to prove they can carry the momentum needed to survive the two-month postseason and win their first WHL championship. Like most of the other Cougar veterans, Carlin DeZaint has 14 games of playoff experience on his resume, but this year is different, with the team expected to go deep into the postseason. "We're super excited. We've worked hard all year for something like this, and it's our favorite time of year," said the 19-year-old Calgary native. "Everything ramps up in the playoffs, the pace, the physicality, guys get hurt. It's so hard to explain, but it's so much more than what regular season is, and everyone's bringing their best every night. Everyone wants to win so bad, and you can't afford to take nights off, especially in the playoffs." The Cougars scored more goals, 316, and gave up fewer, 187, than in of their previous 29 years in Prince George. Six players produced at better than a point-per-game pace, and DeZaint would likely have been the seventh had he not missed 17 games with a shoulder injury. He still managed to score 25 goals and 56 points in 51 games, more than doubling his production from last season. DeZaint will be playing the left side on a line with Riley Height and right-winger Cohn Zimmer, and will share power play duty with the line of Zach Funk, Andre Becker, Tarek Parsasik. Zimmer is still trying to get his timing back after missing two-thirds of the season with an ankle injury. He was held off the score sheet in his two-game return to action last weekend, but with the 80-assist man Height distributing the puck, he and DeZaint should get plenty of chances. Last year the Cougars went 10 games deep into the playoffs. They started with a 4-2 series win over the Tri-City Americans and were then swept in 4 games by the powerhouse Seattle Thunderbirds. This year, to edge Portland as conference champions, it took a 1-7-0-1-1 run for first place. If the Cougars keep winning, they will start each series at home for at least the first 3 rounds. "It's huge, and we really focused on that all year," said DeZaint. "It's so big to have home ice advantage, and to play in front of our fans is something we look forward to every night. It's going to make a big difference for us." Chase Pauls was traded from the Lethbridge Hurricanes to the Cougars on December 27 to become the third 20-year-old on the team, with Funk and Hudson Thornton. Pauls says he's looking forward to a lengthy playoff run, coming off consecutive 4-game series losses with Lethbridge in 2022 and 2023. "Home ice will be huge. I haven't had home ice in the playoffs in my career so far, so getting the opportunity to start with the first 2 at home and hopefully come out with 2 wins is a great opportunity for us," said Pauls. "I think the Cougars' playoff experience has shown through the regular season. Everyone knows the playoffs are a different beast, and these guys have lots of playoff series under their belts, so hopefully we can take that a roll with it in the playoffs. It comes down to the little details like getting the puck out and getting the puck in, and it can end your season if you're not on top of those things." The 6'5", 220-pound Pauls filled that need for a big and tough defensive-minded blue liner who knows his job well after 4 years in the league. He contributed 5 goals and 11 assists in 34 games since the trade. "I bring a lot of experience for our back end, and I'm a hard defensive guy to play against, and I'm looking to accept that role and roll with it in the playoffs," said Pauls, a native of Osler, Sask. "Spokane gave us a tough time and won 2 games in the season series, but we've really elevated our game since then, and I like our chances going forward here." The Cougars split their games in Spokane, winning 6-3 on December 2 and losing 4-3 January 26. Both games at CN Center ended in 5-4 overtime scores, with the Chiefs winning the first game March 1, followed the next night by a Cougar win. The Chiefs, 3-0-3-2-5-1, 8th place, finished 36 points behind the Cougars, 4-9-1-5-1-3. But the slate is wiped clean in the postseason, when anything can happen. In the first series last year, against Tri-City, we were favorites, and it's a lot different this year because of our status, where we finished, said Cougars head coach and general manager Mark Lamb. We're the number one team in the Western Conference, so the expectations are going to be there for us. We worked hard to get that and deserved it. When you have a team like that, you can see light at the end of the tunnel. We were pushing for that because we knew we were good enough. Like their hosts, the Chiefs pack a high-octane offense that produced 268 goals, fourth in the West. Led by first-team All-Star Berkey Cadden, who had 54 goals and finished fourth in the scoring race with 116 points second-team member Connor Roulette, 4-5-6-3-1-0-8. The Chiefs averaged 3.94 goals per game. They're an offensive team that's going to give us problems. They've got two guys with over 100 points and they've got a really good power play, said Lamb. They've got real good goaltending, with some depth and some good young players, and they're a team to be reckoned with. Cadden is ranked by NHL Central Scouting 9th among draft-eligible North American skaters, and defenseman Will McIsaac, 98th, is also on that list. Cadden, 18, centers the top scoring line with the 20-year-old Roulette and Shea Van Olm. Both teams have been stopping the puck well. Cowan, 17, was ranked 5th among draft-eligible North American goalies by NHL Central Scouting in the midterm report. Cowan played in 43 of the 68 Chiefs games. He's been really good, giving us chances to win on nights when we're not on top of our game, and that's what you need from your goalie, said Chiefs head coach Ryan Smith. He's come along nicely over the last couple years. It takes a little time for some goalies, and Prince George has got the same thing with a young guy who's come into his own. The Cougars have a solid 1-2 punch in net with the aforementioned rookie Joshua Ravensbergen, 17, who went 2-6-4-1-1 with a 2.46 goals against average, .907 save percentage and 6 shutouts, while 19-year-old Ty Young has also looked sharp, putting up a 2-3-1-1-1-0-2 record with 2.79 GAA and .903 save rate. The Chiefs' blue liners, including McIsaac, June 21, 2027, Braden Crompton, 9-4-8-5-7, Layden Feist, September 29, 1939, and Sage Weinstein, October 15, 1925, have been rewarded with points for moving the puck quickly, and they won't be afraid to lead the rushes. Weinstein, 18, signed October 6 as a free agent with the Colorado Avalanche. That was a huge accomplishment for him, not getting drafted. Like every young guy, it's a disappointing moment, but he got over it real quick and got invited to their development camp and made a good impression there, said Smith. He got invited back to training camp and the main camp and earned a contract. It's a good story for all players, and we as a staff are excited for him. He's an all-around defenseman, and you can see the confidence he got from signing that contract. Another player to watch is rookie left-winger Chase Harrington, a 16-year-old Prince George native and the Chiefs' 8th overall pick in the WHL Prospects Draft, who came on strong in the second half and put up 10 of his 22 points in the past 2 months, playing with Hayden Papanikas and Cam Parr. It's a special moment for him, said Smith. A month ago he got to play in front of his friends and family, and now this, the icing on the cake from him, a hometown guy who gets his first taste of the WHL playoffs. He's a young guy who's found his way and has been steadily improving throughout the year. There won't be a lot of Chiefs fans in the stands, but I'm sure the Harrington clan will be right behind us, so that will be a proud moment for him and his family. The Cougars ranked number 2 in the WHL in power plays, 30.1%, and penalty killing, 84.3%, as compared to the Chiefs' 24.3% power play rate, 7th in WHL, while killing off 74.3% of their penalties, 15th. Saturday's Game 2 starts at 6 p.m. at CN Center. The series will then switch to Spokane for Game 3 on Tuesday, 7 p.m., Game 4 on Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and, if necessary, Game 5 on Friday, 7 p.m. If it goes longer, Prince George would host Game 6 on Monday, April 8 and Game 7 on Wednesday, April 10. R.W. Hunter Lawing, concussion, is the only injured Cougar. The Chiefs will be missing forwards Marcus Ekstrom, lower body, and Coco Armstrong, upper body, listed as week to week. Prediction: Cougars in 6.